Welcome to Panelcast, Forbidden Panels podcast featuring comic books, video games, and movie news and reviews. And now, your host, AJ Herrera.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 130 of the Panelcast. I'm AJ, and I'm your host as always, and with me, laryngitis-ridden Anthony. How are you doing, sir?
I've been better.
All right. He's trying to use that sexy voice for us guys, so or girls, however it may be. So try to keep yourself calm during the recording of this episode. Well, actually, this is a very special edition of the panel cast, much like the previous version where we did our WonderCon show. We had the opportunity to go down this past weekend to Star Wars Celebration at the Anaheim Convention Center and conduct some interviews and talk to some people and take a lot of photos of what was probably one of the coolest conventions we have been to in a long time. So, yeah, sit back and relax, and we'll go ahead and play what we got from that show. We'll be back as soon as it's over. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Panelcast. This is our special Star Wars Celebration 2015 edition. Yay!
Huzzah.
Hi, this is AJ. I'm here with Anthony. And we are in Anaheim at the Convention Center for Star Wars Celebration. Day one, and already drama.
Of a sort, yeah.
Highly disorganized. Lines were crazy. It took us 2 hours just to get in here. They didn't open the floor on time. Just sloppiness all the way around. However, I do have to say that upon walking on the floor, I find myself more excited than I have been in a long time for a convention, and just overwhelmed by how much awesome stuff is out there. What about you, Anthony?
It's new to me. It's a completely different feel from any convention I've been to before, so I'm trying to take it all in. I haven't really gotten there yet, but I'm trying to take it all in. I'm just overwhelmed by all the stuff that I've come across so far.
Now, this is different than most conventions because most conventions you hit a wide variety of genres, different things that you can be attracted to, be it comic books, Marvel, DC, things of that nature. This is pure Star Wars and Star Wars only, which is what is kind of cool about it because, I mean, we're all here for one thing, but at the same time, it's kind of weird, you know? But I am enjoying it. We were in line and greeted by the brand new Force Awakens trailer, which everybody in line was just gushing over. Everybody had their phones out watching. I personally loving it, especially the end with Han Solo and Chewbacca showing up. Very thrilled about it. Excited to see the movie even more than I was before. What about you?
It was awesome. I wasn't expecting it. I knew that Abrams had a panel this morning. I wasn't expecting that trailer to show up immediately after the panel was done. But it looks great, and I've actually been avoiding a lot of the press that's been out there related to the movie because I didn't want it to turn me off, and this trailer actually just made me more excited for it.
Now, of course, much like the original teaser that came out, I mean, that teaser has been out for a couple months now, and it's already been torn to shreds as far as overanalyzed and whatnot.
Damn.
So the same can be said about this. I mean, it's only been out for a few hours now, and can only imagine how torn apart it's going to be and overanalyzed. But I am excited for the new film. I always have been. I have faith in J.J. Abrams. Not one single lens flare in the trailer, so that was kind of exciting for me to see. But yeah. So at this show, it's going to be a little different than our WonderCon episode where we kept popping and telling you what we thought and whatnot. We're going to do more interviews and try to get on the floor more and talk to more people and expect a lot more photos, especially of Anthony. You're going to see a lot more of Anthony than you normally do see. He's really excited about that, huh?
Just overjoyed.
So, all right, with that, we're going to go ahead and in this segment, hopefully we'll be back with more interviews. If not, we'll come back and update you with the end of day one. Or any exciting news we come across as we're wandering. So, see you guys in a bit. Hey, everybody, it's AJ again. I'm here at Star Wars Celebration, and I'm here with somebody. What's up? What's your name?
Jessica Neidiger, or Hippie Rose. Some people know me.
I can never pronounce your last name, so that was my trick into getting you saying it. So what are you here for at Star Wars Celebration?
I'm here with Inland Empire Lightsaber Team. We're a group that focuses on fitness. We take our love of Star Wars and being nerds, and we combined it with fitness to create a low-impact workout that will help people get off their butt and get a little more healthy, I guess.
just a little more healthy?
Okay, our goal is to be a lot more healthy. But
what does the workout entail?
It's some like basic choreography type moves with the lightsaber, a lot of squats, kind of just single strikes. We chained them together to make a small routine, and we kind of go through it once a week. So we're trying to build up our tolerance, and eventually they want to do fight choreography.
Are we going to see a demonstration here at Celebration?
Unfortunately, no, not this year. We weren't prepared enough to do a demonstration. But hopefully sometime in the future.
Okay, and what's your boot number?
Let me check that for you.
See? You should be prepared for these things, Jess.
I don't want to say it wrong. I don't want to get it wrong and send you to the wrong table.
Sure.
It's 1167.
1167. Website?
We have a Facebook, so just look up Lightsaber Team, and you'll find our Facebook. We do have a website, but I don't think it's currently up and running.
Okay. So it's as available as your weekday workouts, basically?
They meet every two. We have separate chapters in different areas. It was originally formed in Inland Empire, so they're based out of Riverside. They meet every Tuesday night in Riverside at Colette Park. We also have chapters in Coachella Valley and Silicon Valley, and they're opening another one in San Jose.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, hello, hello. And welcome back to the panel cast. We are still on the floor of Star Wars Celebration. Excuse me. I am here with the director of cosplay, Mr. Adam Broll.
Hello.
And our press and media person, Miss Andrea Labartnik, soon to be Andrea Broll.
Hello.
And this other guy, can't remember his name.
Yeah.
All of them refusing to stand up except for Adam. See how he listens. Anyway, what are your impressions of Celebration so far?
Well, I'm only standing up because if I sit down on the floor, I'm not getting back up. But Celebration is actually pretty cool. It's definitely different from any other con, but it has its benefits, and it's really cool. I mean, it definitely seems a lot more organized than most cons.
Really, because everybody I've talked to says it's disorganized. So, who knows?
I could see, on the floor, some of it being disorganized, but actually, getting people in and out, it seems fairly organized compared to WonderCon or Comic-Con, where they just kind of slap everybody together at once.
Comic-Con's a nightmare. How are you enjoying your time, Andrea?
I'm having a blast being the first Star Wars Celebration we've been to. This has been an experience that one can only have every once in a while, so it's been so fun so far.
Yeah, we did research on it last night. Every 3 years that Celebration comes around, so we lucked out that it's here. But it seems to pull 2 years in the same spot, or two shows in the same spot. So maybe we can expect Celebration to be here again either next year or within the next 3 years, so that'd be cool to attend. What are you most looking forward to while you're here, either one of you?
There are so many things. How do you pick just one? I'm really curious about how they pull off the Star Wars New Hope in Navajo. So I'm going to go check that out tomorrow and see just what it would be. Because I was saying that this is one of the very first movies, or actually the very first movie that they've ever done in a Navajo language.
I'm kind of same boat. I'm always curious about it. Have part of that Indian heritage. So, it's always nice to see stuff like that happen. Other than that, I'm just here for Celebration to see how it is. I really don't have too many expectations on it.
What'd you think of the new trailer?
Oh, I can't wait. Christmas can't come quick enough.
That was before the trailer came out with the hope of toys, but now we got the trailer coming out, so
Well, yeah, I mean, that was probably the greatest start that we could have is, you know, right at the start of Celebration, we're standing in the line waiting to get in, everybody starts cheering, and we find out the new trailer came out.
AJ, what's your favorite experience so far?
You didn't answer the question that was up. What did you think of the trailer that you just watched?
I can't wait. I am such a Star Wars geek, so thinking about that and going on with the last six that we saw all in the theater together, I can't wait to see this next one with all of our friends.
Yeah, we have to IMAX this for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. That's all I had. Notice how I'm eluding her question.
I figured you're going to anger Anthony by asking him the same question about the trailer.
Well, no, we've already discussed it when we did our first part, the welcome to the panel cast, right? Didn't we? Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
He's going to say that no matter what because he wants to avoid mic time. He's a little tired of being my camera bitch all week. So, all right, well, we're going to head back on the floor. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Hey, everybody, this is AJ, and I am on the floor of Star Wars Celebration. This is day two. We are over by the Mandalorian Mercs booth. Just trying to give you guys the impression of how crazy it is here. Anthony, how are you enjoying day two?
I don't know. You know, there isn't a whole lot on the floor, so we kind of got a good look at everything during day one. We took a pass through the art show today, which was really interesting. There's some really impressive artwork here today. And I got to hand it to the Mandalorian Mercs on their costuming. They've done a kick-ass job.
As we were walking through the art show, I literally felt my wallet leap out of my back pocket and wanting to be in my hands to be spent, you know, to spend money there. Amazing artwork, just phenomenal. But yeah, the costumes here at the Mandalorian Mercs booth are just, again, very awesome, very, makes me want to do it, but looks very warm at the same time.
Oh yeah, more than warm. I mean, I in Anaheim temperatures, I can't imagine walking around in that gear all day. I have to hand it to the detail they've put into their costumes, but man, it would be a killer after a couple of hours.
It's almost like Ren Faire style costumes, but you know, heavier.
Yeah, more armor. More leather, more armor.
So yeah, a lot more people here on day two, a lot more craziness. It's harder to get around, but still somewhat enjoyable. As Anthony had mentioned, we kind of killed it yesterday walking around a lot, but seeing everything that they had to offer on the floor. But we're hoping to maybe see something we missed yesterday or maybe even hit a couple of panels and check out more of the independent artist booths. So that's pretty much it for right now. Hopefully we'll come back to you with some more information or interviews as the day goes on. If you haven't had a chance to, please head over to the website. We posted the new trailer for A Force Awakens last night. Check it out. It's phenomenal. We're excited, and I can't use the word phenomenal enough in this podcast. So, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. For Anthony, this is AJ. We'll see you in a bit. Okay, so we're here on the floor of Star Wars Celebration, and I'm with Brandon. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your booth?
I'm Brandon. I design jewelry called Han Solo. Been around for many, many, many years. We are now official licensed Star Wars jewelry pioneers over here. Just showing off our line of exclusive pieces for the show right now before you can get them on our website and stores worldwide. So we're just showing off a little something we got here, and you know, just being a fan all my life, and just brings me back to childhood, just being here and seeing all the stuff I grew up with.
What was the inspiration behind the whole Han Solo line?
Well, growing up in L.A., you know, it's just I've grown around the whole Latin culture, and when I was a kid, we used to always have our little nicknames, Darth Vado, and I was Han Solo, and I started DJing way back in the day, and that was my DJ name, and when I started doing jewelry, I was a stylist at one point, and I was styling all my celebrity clients and making jewelry for them, and they were asking me, what's your line called? And I was like, I didn't even have a name, and I was like, oh, just Han Solo, that was my DJ name at the time, so it kind of stuck and just kept on going.
Tell us a little bit about the individual pieces that you have at the booth.
Well, we started out with the Han Solo pieces. The Han Solos, the Carbonite, Stormtroopers, Darth Vaders, heavy hitters. We're slowly but surely just getting everything out. We have four rollouts coming out before the new movie hits. So we're going to be touching on every classic piece. I mean, that's what I really am into, is just the classic pieces that I grew up on. So that'll be what we're coming out with. Then after the movie comes out, we're going to come out with The Force Awakens.
And what's the next show you're going to be at, and where can we find you online?
We are actually going to be at the Chicago Comic-Con next week, and we are available at www.honcholo.com for the pieces.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I'm on the floor here. I'm sorry. I didn't get your name.
Oh, I'm Brian Ebel. I'm the Vice President of Marketing with Revell.
Okay, could you tell us a little bit about your product and what you have going here at Celebration?
Well, what we have going on at Celebration is we have our full array of products from all the movies. We've been a licensee since 2007. The products that are on sale at the show are Snap Tight line. They're pre-decorated. They snap together anywhere from 8 pieces to 52 pieces. They're great for kids that want to get involved. We go as young as age 6. Also, we have a more advanced line, which is out of Japan, called the Fine Mold line. This is for the very serious-minded model maker. Pieces go as high as 900 pieces to build these. It takes a year to build them. We have the Millennium Falcon, the X-Wing, and the TIE Fighter. They'll be coming to market this fall. For the new movie, we have 9 new SKUs coming out that will be of the new movie. We can't talk about them right now, but we're going to send out an email blast as soon as we are given permission to. I can tell you that some of the models will have lights and sound. And we did work with the prop company that did the movie, and we're using their CAD designs to help design our products.
Awesome. And what are your price ranging from?
Models can be as low as $10, and they can be as high as $275. So we have something for everyone. The serious-minded all the way to a 6-year-old that would like just to snap one together.
That's what I was going to ask about, like skill level, age level, average age level.
In modeling, we've developed 5 levels of skill. We have a skill level 1, which is really targeted for 6-year-olds and up, and we use a different material that's more robust so they don't break so easily. And then we have a skill 2 that's from 8 to 10-year-olds. A skill 3 is from 10 to 12. And then our skill 4s and 5s become from 14 up to a level of expertise to what I call 5s, are your serious-minded builders. Those are models that can have 1,500 pieces to them. They customize them. They actually add parts to them and modify them. So we cover the whole range.
So, being 42, I should be at a level 5, but I'll probably start at level 1.
Okay, I'm 54 and I'm in the business, and I'm not at a level 5.
I don't feel so alone anymore.
Oh, no. That's a commitment. I'm level 5.
Right. Where can we find you guys online, and what's the next show you're going to do?
Online, we are on Amazon. We're in several online shops. If you just do a Revell Google search. We're in many major retailers too, like Michael's, Toys R Us, Walmart, Meijer stores. So we're all over retail.
That's R-E-V-E-L-L.
Yeah, it's R-E-V-E-L-L.
Okay, and you're offering a bit of a discount buying on the floor today, right?
We're going up to 40% off our retail price here at the show for a show special, and we've extended that because of demand to be an online. Where for the next week, April 29th or whatever, a week from Sunday, if you go to towerhobbies.com, you can get everything we have here at the same show price.
Excellent. You said before that this was your first show, right?
This is our first show. It's kind of a funny story because I'm new with the company, and we really didn't know this existed, but working actually with some bloggers at the New York Toy Fair, and they were very interested in it. I said, hey, we'll see you at Celebration. And I finally said, what's Celebration? Right. And then they told me about it, went online. I was like, I couldn't believe we didn't have a booth here. And I'll be honest, the group here, we only signed up a month ago. And so they're very good at getting us this great spot. It's been a phenomenal show. And we'll definitely be doing it forever now.
Well, you should. It's Star Wars. You got to be anywhere Star Wars is, yeah. Especially with this line. Your models are very great. Excellent casting and whatnot. You said you get with the production team of the movies for their CAD?
Yeah, as part of being a licensee, we reached out to them because and asked if we could work with them, and they said sure, and we were given permission to work with them. So we worked with their CAD files to design ours. We can't go one-to-one because we have to consolidate parts, so it's not so many parts, but you're getting a direct, like all models, you're getting a direct scale replica of the actual vehicle you'll see in the movie.
Now, what's the scale ratio, like 1 to 8, 1 to 16?
It depends. Like, some of these are 72, some are 48 scale, 24 scale. So it just depends. People like models from different sizes, so we have to have a range of scale that fit smaller kids up to guys that want the oversized models. So there's no set scale.
So other than Celebration, will we be seeing you at other conventions as well?
As soon as we find out what they all are.
San Diego Comic Con, the biggest one, is coming up.
Yes, Comic Con, we're very aware of them and down there. Okay. But Star Wars specific, this was our first one.
Okay. Well, then I'll probably see you at Comic Con if you're there.
You sure will.
All right, well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And once again, we are back on the floor of Star Wars Celebration. We are here with James and Richard. And I forgot the little nephew's name. Julian. Hi, Julian. How are you enjoying Celebration, Richard?
It's fun. I love it. It's a little cramped, but it's fun. I really like the fact that there's a lot of old school stuff, or maybe I'm just old, like stuff from our childhood. Like, I really love seeing it. It's expensive as hell, but it's really cool to see.
Honestly, when you bring that up, I haven't seen a lot of cosplaying or stuff from the first trilogy except for the Mandalorians and the Stormtroopers.
I've seen like a couple of solos. But other than that, yeah, no, they're not really much original. I mean, you see the
Boba new Fett. Stuff, yeah.
Right, yeah, you're going to see Boba Fett as normal. But, like, I saw maybe a couple of Lukes. And, of course, you know, the obligatory Slave Leias.
Right.
But most of them are cross cosplays, too. Yeah. Like, you know, like Slave Leia, the Disney Slave Leias and stuff like that. But
Or the Harlequin Slave Leia.
Right. Maybe we're just getting old.
Duh. James, how are you enjoying it?
It's a lot of fun. Like you said, it's small, but I mean, you get to see a lot, and actually a lot of people here. It's actually really cool.
This is one of the first like one genre specific type of conventions you guys have been to, right?
Yeah, really. It's
everything else is like WonderCon, Comic-Con,
Comic-Con, things like that. I haven't been to a specific one specifically just for.
How do you think this fits? How does this work for you?
It's nice. Like you said, like it's smaller, but there are like a lot of different booths and whatnot, different things. You can find just about anything you want from the entire series, whether it be the new stuff, vintage stuff, anything like that.
Are you enjoying the fact that it's all just Star Wars?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Love Star Wars. So anything, and even little stuff here and there, like it's great.
Hey, Julian. How are you?
Good.
Is this your first Celebration?
Yeah.
How are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yeah? How old are you?
Eight.
Eight? You getting any cool stuff?
Yeah. Getting Legos. And I also got a card.
You got a Darth Maul card. You're not going to make it out of here with that.
It's a Maul Trooper.
Oh, a Maul Trooper. You're still not going to make it out of here with that.
He's all talk, dude.
You're taller than me. I'm sure you can take me.
I'm pretty sure you can take him.
What's your favorite thing so far?
The Lego Star Wars sets.
Lego Star Wars sets? Have you been watching the Lego Star Wars show on the TV?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
You want to come back?
Yeah.
Are you going to make Uncle James bring you back tomorrow?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Have you spent a lot of his money?
I guess.
Yes, okay. Good job. Well, thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys, for coming in. Have fun.
Yeah, no problem. It's a lot of fun. Honestly, I haven't been to a single like a con, like anything like this that's based on one genre in probably about 25 years, since back in the OrcCon days.
Right.
You know, one small hotel room at the old Red Line. You know, so it's
quit,
really cool.
Quit aging us.
Right. No.
Quit
joke.
Dating us, man. Stop.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about right now.
I got nothing on that one. So.
Back when role playing games were played with dice and books. Remember books?
And when we connected on the BBS boards.
Oh my goodness.
That's how things went down.
On our C64s.
On our sending ASCII messages to each other.
Oh yeah. My god. BBS systems. That's where all. Oh man.
Having to put our telephone on the modem and connect that way.
All right. Now that I feel old, I'm gonna go cry and go home.
Well, enjoy your tearful journey. All right, guys. Well, thanks. We'll come back to you with more stuff on the floor.
Hello, everybody. I'm just singing along with the song. Hello, hello. This is AJ Energy, and we're here in the arena at Star Wars Celebration, prepping for the Star Wars Rebel panel?
Panel and press conference.
We just got here, and it's already filling up pretty crowded. Thanks to us being media, we got pretty decent seats, and we're in early, so that was kind of cool. What are your expectations for the day?
I'm really excited because I don't know a whole lot about Rebels, so I'm going to be able to learn about what's going on with it and learning all who the characters are, who their actual voices are to the characters.
Yeah, so hopefully at some point in time, I know we're going into a press conference after this. Hopefully we'll be able to sit down with some of the cast and get some interviews. If not, we're going to let this run during highlights of the show so you can get little snippets, and you can expect a write-up from both Andrea and myself afterwards. So, yeah, with that, this starts off day 3 of Star Wars Celebration.
Hey, everybody, this is Anthony checking in with you from Star Wars Celebration on the floor, day 3.
You almost said WonderCon, didn't you?
I did not. I just had to process a little bit. I am burned out, just a tad. But I'm here with some people you already know, and rather than introducing them myself, I will let them do their own introductions.
No.
That was AJ, since he refuses to do an introduction.
It's Andrea.
And I've got one more. Come on. Come on. A little closer.
This is about as close as I'm getting.
Son.
It's Adam.
All right. We have all been hunting around, wearing ourselves out, checking out everything that is going on. But a couple people here have some special information for you today about events that they've taken part in. AJ?
Yes, I'm AJ.
Yes, that's true. We all know this. But you went to something interesting this morning. I want information. I want you to share said information with our listeners.
I went to the bathroom.
That isn't the information. How about I try it this way? Andrea, what were you at this morning?
Was this before or after AJ kept punching me in the arm?
After.
We went to the panel and press conference for Rebels Season 2 premiere.
And what did you take away from that experience?
Oh my God, why haven't I been watching this so far?
And AJ actually has been watching it. Let's see if we can get more than 2 words out of him regarding the panel and press conference.
1, 2, and 3. No, okay, so forgive me, I am exhausted as well. And I like to give Anthony crap because I'm normally the one doing all the talking. So the Star Wars Rebels press conference was really, really awesome. First off, it was great to get treated like some sort of a VIP because we're media. We got shuttled in before anybody else, didn't have to wait in line, sat down in our own private section, which were decent seats, and subjected to just a whole bunch of awesome stuff. The entire cast of Rebels came on stage, including a very, very old Freddie Prinze Jr., who's also very much in shape. It was kind of creepy. And they kind of just geeked out on themselves. So it wasn't really too informative as far as what's going to be seen in the next season that in the part I was in, but it was kind of cool to see that they were all Star Wars geeks on some level and just were enjoying their jobs. So, and then the big reveal of the Star Wars Season 2 trailer came out. Again, it was really cool to see the entire cast who had not seen it before get off their chairs, sit on the stage, face the screen, and watch the trailer. So much so that the crowd reaction was so great that they played it immediately afterwards again for a second viewing. So yeah, that was pretty cool.
And Andrea, you went to the press conference after the panel, yes?
Yes, I did. I did. It was, again, a lot of geeks in the room asking geeky questions about the show, but a little more informative, such things as the way that they do not to keeping the integrity of the movies, the comics, the TV show, and that they have a story group that gets together to talk about who's doing what stories and who can be involved in how each one is made. and how each one is made, and how they keep the integrity of the shows going on.
That sounds really cool.
And full of integrity.
Right, full of integrity. Anything else from the panel or the press conference?
Freddie Prinze Jr. is apparently more of a geek than anybody could figure. He was referencing so many things that only really hardcore geeks would know about. So that was kind of cool to see. Andrea said that somebody had asked him about Sarah Michelle Gellar showing up for her voice. And he said, yeah, she was a Wookiee. When she told me that, that was kind of funny. But the one thing that I took away from it was, you know, I had been watching Star Wars Clone Wars, that animated feature, and I was, you know, like I had been telling all my friends, it took me about a season to get into it, but once I got into it, it was pretty awesome. Watching Rebels, the beginning of Rebels, I was a little doubtful. It felt a little bit more kid-friendly to me. But then toward the end of the season, I mean, it doesn't get any more violent or anything like that. It still stays on a kid level, but you're still able to geek out and enjoy it so much that it really didn't matter. So watching the trailer when it came out, hearing the fan reaction, and then hearing my own inner geek reaction, it was very hard to keep the camera steady while I was filming the trailer. But it was still fun, and I'm very anxious for all the stuff coming up, especially all the references to the Clone Wars series that was out before.
Cool, cool, very cool. Which means everybody out there that hasn't been watching Star Wars Rebels needs to check it out before season 2 takes off. That includes me. And one last note, apparently that includes Adam too. Well, after 3 days on the floor, I want somebody else's thoughts. Adam, what was today like for you?
Today was just, it was a lot crazier than Thursday or Friday. It was definitely more chaos. Too many people trying to rush through the door and trying to get to like certain things, where it was kind of nice on Thursday and Friday. We actually had a slightly open floor that we can actually go and check everything out and look around. So it was definitely a lot crazier today than the past couple of days.
Now, if you had come just on Saturday and not been here Thursday and Friday, what would you have thought would have changed your opinion on how crowded it was? Would you be as exhausted as you are now?
I don't really think it would have changed too much. I definitely wouldn't have got to see stuff that I wanted to see, or get to check out like certain booths or check out the video games. I definitely would not have been able to do that.
Because the crowd's preventing you.
Yeah, with the crowds just being so much today, that, you know, a lot of people that only got a Saturday pass are going to be missing out on a lot of stuff. So it was definitely worth the 4-day pass.
All right, everybody. That's Adam, Andrea, AJ, with their thoughts and feelings for what they've experienced for day 3. And for myself, that's all I got to say. 3 days, and today was the craziest of them all. It's definitely been a heck of a fun ride, though. So we will see what we see, and we'll get back with you with more later.
With us back in the studio.
Yes, back in the studio.
All right, welcome back. So yeah, that was us at Star Wars Celebration. Pretty fun time. Unfortunately, in my opinion, I think it was just a little too small. I believe they did not make good use of the convention center in itself, with the layout and everything. And it also felt like they didn't have a lot of vendors that they should have. But what was there, we did enjoy. As Star Wars geeks growing up, we got to walk in the door and automatically be overwhelmed by all things that was Star Wars. A different experience for the both of us, seeing as how that we've never been to just one specific type of con before. Normally we go to comic book conventions and whatnot, so we're subjected to different types of genres and geek things that are surrounded by us.
So this time it was very different with just, you know, the Star Wars stuff. But at the same time, I personally enjoyed it. We've been to Anaheim Convention Center twice this month, so I think we need to start, or they're going to start charging us rent for the amount of time that we've been there. Anthony, I know you're sick and all, but did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, it was a fun time. It was a first for me to go to a convention focused solely on one piece of media. But it was great seeing all the cosplay, and some of the artwork there was just spectacular. And it is the first convention I've ever been to that had its own tattoo pavilion.
Yeah, that in itself was a highlight. I mean, unfortunately, we were unable to participate in any of the tattoos, but the fact that they had one there was just, I don't know, just a great option for there to be. But some of the great stuff that came from the show, I mean, we cannot deny that the new trailer for Star Wars Force Awakens, which came out, the new trailer for Star Wars Rebels, some talk about the Star Wars anthology series, Rogue One. Some of the stuff there was discussed about it. So yeah, a lot of great media and coverage. Mark Hamill, Billy Dee Williams, Carrie Fisher, Anthony Daniels, they all held great panels. We didn't get a chance to see too many panels. Just the line there was just insane to get into any of that stuff. And we kind of enjoyed being on the floor a lot more. It was nice to be in that kind of environment, surrounded by those kind of people that everybody just loved everything about the show. And it's one of the few places we were able to go to where lightsaber fighting was allowed on the floor, of which we saw plenty of. So that was kind of cool. Great showing by the 501st, the Mandalorian Mercs. Great showing by Funko, who just got wiped out at the end of each day. And yeah, a lot of friends we saw there, Lightsaber Guild, a couple other people there. It was an all around cool show. The bad news which came from the show, which was announced at the last day, is that next year it will be moving back to London. So this was almost a once in a lifetime opportunity for us to visit it out here in California, being so close. So I'm gonna miss it. I'm gonna miss it next year. But my wallet will not. It will be grateful for the opportunity to spend itself on other conventions that are currently showing up. So, well, I think that's about wrapping up the episode. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, Anthony being sick, so I apologize for his lack of input. He did speak a lot during the show, and he did have a hard week, so I got to forgive him for that. But thank you, Anthony, for infecting all of us.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Through our ear canals. Reminder, we will be back next week. Next week is kind of a busy week for us. We'll be starting off with the panel cast, of course, episode 131. Then we'll be heading off to the double feature of the Avengers for the Age of Ultron premiere. We'll probably do a little recording while we're there. And then immediately after that, we will be heading out to Free Comic Book Day located at Four Color Fantasies. For those of you who have not been able to partake in such an event before, let me tell you, there's nothing else like it. Free Comic Book Day is a worldwide event. Almost every comic book store that's out there participates in getting out comic books to people that just haven't been involved before, or just the kids, or just, you know, the neighborhood or what have you, the community. And so it's a good opportunity to come out, get some free comic books, and find something that you may not have known about before, but suddenly are interested in. Four Color Fantasies, of course, goes way out of its way to just throw a big party out there. There's bounce house, there's free food, there's going to be lots of top-name, highly sought-after artists and writers and creators, and that's just at our booth. Not talking about the rest of the show, but no, but honestly, it's just they go all out, and it's worth it. I know they'll have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles van out there. They'll have the DeLorean out there. They'll have a bunch of other cars out there. We'll have ZKS cosplayers. There'll be a lot of other cosplayers running around, and it's just an overall good time. So if you have the opportunity, please come on out May 2nd, Four Color Fantasies. It's free. All it costs you is some time. bring out the kids, bring out the family. It'll be a lot of fun. But we'll be back next week to discuss a little bit more about that, as well as to cover some of the news that has come out and maybe some of the reactions to all the trailers that have hit recently, including what has to have been panned worldwide, the Superman versus Batman trailer. Nobody seems to like that trailer, but oh well, sad for them. I will leave on a quick kid note. For those of you who listened in last week and heard us rant and rave about how much we love Daredevil, it was renewed today, so expect a season 2. So, yay!
Awesome.
So, all right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. For Anthony, this is AJ. This has been our special Star Wars Celebration edition of the Panelcast, episode 130. We will see you guys next week.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.